Measures submitted to the voters. Municipal, Town of San Anselmo, Measure J. To maintain and enhance general Town of San Anselmo services and facilities, such as repairing potholes, repaving roads, improving drought resilience, maintaining 911 emergency firefighter and paramedic response times, and improving fire protection, shall the Town of San Anselmo ordinance be adopted extending the existing voter-approved 1/2 cent sales tax for 9 years and increasing the rate to 1 cent, providing $2,400,000 annually for general government use, requiring independent citizen oversight, annual audits, and all funds staying in San Anselmo under local control? Yes, no. Impartial analysis by Town Attorney. Town of San Anselmo, Transactions and Use Tax Measure, Measure J. If approved by a majority of the voters, this measure would adopt a Town of San Anselmo ordinance extending and increasing a current sales tax from 0.5% to 1% to be levied within the Town of San Anselmo. The proposed Transactions and Use Tax would be imposed on tangible personal property sold at retail in the town or purchased outside the town for use in the town. This measure would authorize the town, as required by law, to contract with the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration to administer and collect the tax. This 1% transactions and use tax would be a general tax, meaning that the revenue raised from the tax would go into the town's general fund and could be used for any municipal governmental purpose. Municipal governmental purposes may include repairing potholes and maintaining streets, reducing the impacts of drought, improving fire protection services, maintaining 911 emergency firefighter and paramedic response times, maintaining bridges and retaining walls, improving and maintaining town parks, and other governmental functions and services. This measure does not bind the town to use the proceeds of the tax for any particular services, facilities, or programs. The 1% transactions and use tax would be levied in addition to the currently applicable state and local sales taxes and would be collected at the same time and in the same manner as the existing sales tax. Currently, the sales taxes in San Anselmo, including state and local taxes, are a total of 8.75% of the purchase amount. If this measure is approved, the total tax on sales in San Anselmo will be 9.25% of the purchase amount. The measure requires that the town include, in its annual audit of the town's financial operations by an independent certified public accountant, an accounting of the revenue generated by the tax and how the revenue was used. Additionally, the measure requires that the town's Capital Programs Monitoring Committee review and report on the use of the revenues generated by the tax. The authorization to collect the proposed tax would expire in 9 years. After that time, the tax authorized by this measure would no longer be imposed. State law authorizes the Town of San Anselmo to levy the proposed 1% transactions and use tax if 2/3 of the town council approves the ordinance proposing the tax, and a majority of the voters voting in an election approve the ordinance. At its meeting of July 26, 2022, the San Anselmo Town Council, by a unanimous vote of the 4 members in attendance, approved the ordinance for placement on the ballot. If approved by a majority of the voters at the November 8, 2022 election, the 1% tax on sales would become operative immediately. A yes vote approves the measure. A no vote rejects the measure. Signed by Megan Holt Acevedo, Town Attorney of San Anselmo. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure J. If you want a copy of this measure, please call the Marin County Elections Department at 415-473-6456, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Argument in favor of Measure J. Vote yes on J to renew expiring locally controlled funding for San Anselmo. In 2013, San Anselmo voters approved a local half-cent sales tax. It has been used on voter-identified priorities, including repairing potholes, maintaining and improving roads, sidewalks, storm drains, and medians, and protecting public safety. The Town Council has honored these priorities from the start. Without renewal, this critical funding will expire. Voting yes on J renews this funding at a 1 cent rate. This increase will continue providing San Anselmo with locally controlled funds meeting our community's needs. 100% of Measure J funds remain in San Anselmo. Currently, most sales tax revenue generated in San Anselmo goes to the state or county. Voting yes on J keeps more of our local sales tax funds in San Anselmo. These cannot be taken away by state, county, or regional agencies, and instead will be directed towards local priorities. Without Measure J, San Anselmo will lose $1,200,000 annually in local funding, shrinking the town's pothole repair and street maintenance program by at least 50%. Your yes vote on Measure J allows San Anselmo to continue repairing potholes and maintaining streets, improving fire protection services, addressing the impacts of drought, maintaining 911 emergency, firefighter, and paramedic response times, sustaining critical infrastructure like bridges, confronting escalating climate challenges. Essential purchases like groceries and prescription medicine are exempt from sales tax, ensuring the cost isn't a burden to residents on fixed or limited incomes. Measure J ensures out-of-town visitors will pay their share for local roads, public safety, and essential services when they visit San Anselmo. Measure J requires independent oversight, an independent citizens oversight committee, annual audits, and public spending disclosures will continue to ensure funds are spent as promised. Please join respected San Anselmo leaders and vote yes on J to renew local funding. Ford Green, San Anselmo Council Member. Marie Henrio, San Anselmo Financial Advisory Committee Chair. Oscar Arenas, Ross Valley Fire Department Association President. Richard Berkson, Tax Equity Board Member. Gage Hauser, Business Owner. Rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure J. There is no longer a tax for fixing potholes and repaving streets. A straight renewal of the 1/2 cent sales tax would maintain existing pothole and road funding. Instead, the town got greedy. $2,400,000 can fill a lot of potholes and repave some streets, but how much of that will be siphoned off for all these other purposes? We already pay taxes for fire protection and emergency services. A renewed and increased paramedic parcel tax was passed in June, and in 2020, voters approved a huge countywide parcel tax for wildfire protection. How much money does the town want in the name of public safety? What can the town do for impacts of drought? Water supply and conservation is handled by other agencies, and again, we already pay for that. Bridges can and should be paid for from the Ross Valley Flood Tax and grants available from the state and federal government, funding that is already in place and paid for by us. How much confronting climate change can a few diluted sales tax dollars achieve? Maybe one or two charging stations? The town is pulling on your heartstrings to capture your support for what is an overreach for your tax dollars. If the town really wants to keep the existing potholes and roads sales tax, they should have stayed with the original measure and asked for a straight renewal of a 1/2 cent sales tax, not creating another source of money to waste. Matthew Brown, former mayor and council member. Pascal Sisick, former member, Sales Tax Oversight Committee. Argument against Measure J. Vote no on Measure J. Vote no to another tax without accountability or clearly defined projects. Vote no on a blank check for town hall. The ballot language states that this is an extension of an existing tax. In fact, the new measure doubles the amount the town collects from a 1/2 cent to a full penny of every taxable dollar spent in town. Your total tax rises to 9%. We all want better roads. The town should tell the truth and trust the voters and place a special measure on the ballot, which requires a 2/3 majority. Instead, this is a general measure, meaning the funds may be spent on anything, and approval only requires a simple majority of voters. Demand the town show why they need twice as much money and what specific projects they would complete. Make them return to voters with a targeted tax measure. Don't trust promises that they will be responsible. When times are tough, this tax will necessarily be diverted from infrastructure to fund required spending on pension deficits and overhead. Like you, governments make better decisions when resources are constrained. Providing a blank check leads to excesses and frivolous spending. There is never enough money to pay for all that we want. Therefore, we must prioritize and spend on that which we need. Don't be comforted by an oversight committee. The existing oversight committee has no power to stop or direct how funds are used. It just rubber stamps what the town wants to do. Demand clear project spending, demand accountability, and make your elected leaders earn your hard-earned money. Tell San Anselmo to come back to voters with a no-increase renewal or a special tax that guarantees your money is spent only on specified projects. Vote no on Measure J. Matthew Brown, former mayor and council member. Pascal Sisick, former member, Sales Tax Oversight Committee. Rebuttal to the argument against Measure J. Simply put, Measure J renews and expands our local Measure D sales tax, which voters overwhelmingly supported in 2013. While the opposition warns of blank checks and irresponsible spending, these claims are baseless scare tactics. To assess how the town will spend Measure J revenues, consider its track record on Measure D. Voters wanted better roads. The council spent money on roads. And our roads have steadily improved over the last 9 years. False claims about pensions and overhead are red herrings. The town has been a trustworthy, responsible steward of sales tax revenues while delivering results. It will continue to do so with Measure J. Measure J's expanded scope reflects expanded community priorities. Public opinion polling earlier this year revealed a number of highly ranked priorities, including roads, public infrastructure, fire and emergency services, and reducing climate impacts such as drought. The council adopted a formal statement of intent to honor these priorities. Regular work plans, expenditure reports, capital planning, and independent oversight from the Financial Advisory Committee and Capital Programs Monitoring Committee ensure prudent, transparent oversight. The opposition fails to note that a significant portion of our sales taxes are paid by non-residents. Additionally, polling shows that residents, your neighbors, overwhelmingly support and approve the 1 cent rate and the scope of expenditures. With Measure J, San Anselmo's sales tax rate would still be comparable to the rates charged in neighboring cities. It would add just $1 to a purchase of $100, exempting essential purchases like groceries and medicine. We urge you to support Measure J for a strong San Anselmo. Ford Green, San Anselmo Council Member. Marie Henrio, San Anselmo Financial Advisory Committee Chair. Richard Berkson, Tax Equity Board Member. Gage Hauser, Business Owner.